Being joined now by the two Knoxville runners who are headed to Fort Dodge this week, Nora Pearson for the girls and Seth Walraven for the boys. Congratulations to the both of you. I'll start with you, Nora, back-to-back in a second time. How's this one feel?
Feels really good. I'm excited to go up there and run. I'm super proud of the girls and how we ran tonight. A big goal for the team was for a lot of girls to run sub-24, and a lot of them did that, and they pushed themselves, and they broke a barrier today, and I'm really proud of them.
What was that like running? I know the weather wasn't the greatest. I think you may have had to dodge a few raindrops during the race as well.
Yeah, I think like mid-rain going up like to mile two, it just started sprinkling, and then it just got progressively harder, and that was interesting.
What's that like running in rain? I know, you know, when I talked to you at the very first of the meet, it was 95 degrees. You weren't running yet because you were still dealing with your injury, but still you were kind of concerned with all your teammates. But now you have to run in the rain and kind of the track getting a little sloppy.
Yeah, it's really weird coming from the beginning of the season being like high 90s, and then now it's like dropping down to 40s and 50s. Running in the rain, it's kind of fun, I won't lie. Yeah, it's interesting. The ground gets a little bit softer, so it's harder to stride. But yeah, it keeps it fun.
Seth, I'll go to you. Boy, what a race you put together. 14th place. How's that feel to know that you're running up at Fort Dodge?
It feels great. It was kind of a goal at the beginning of the season to make it there, and yeah, well, it's achieved now. So.
I talked to you at the midway point of the season after the Panther Invitational. You were feeling pretty good about how your progression was going and everything. You know, what kind of maybe keyed that, progression towards the state and everything? You know, what kind of things did you see yourself doing, maybe improving on?
I don't know. Like, at the beginning of the season, like, the first time we had it was so hot, like, the 90-degree thing you guys were talking about, it was – times weren't really expected, but as the season kind of went on, times kept dropping, and it was looking better every meet.
And what was that like running there in that meet? I know you were 14th, so you were kind of one of the last ones to officially qualify, and you had to, jostle around with a few runners there that were really wanting to go where you were going too.
Yeah, everyone's fighting for position back there because everyone knows it's every step matters, and it's just. It was a tough fight, but worked out.
What was running at that Pella Sports Park like? Normally when you go to Pella, you run at the Central College course. I understand this was a little bit flatter course and a little different look for you.
I really like the other Pella course, but I like this one a lot too. It was really well done, and grass was short. It wasn't too bumpy or anything. It was just a really good course.
Nora, what about you, running for the first time at Pella Sports Park other than Central College? What are some of the major differences in that course that you ran on?
Mm-hmm. I love the Central meet. I think it's fun, especially to run where so many runners have run before. I like the hills in the Central meet, and this meet was very different in that way. Like, it was almost completely flat. The terrain was a little bit different, too. Like, in parts, it was soft grass, and then there was kind of like bumpy, rocky, like there were some gravel parts too, which was weird. But yeah, I think both courses were good. The Central course might be a little bit more challenging hills-wise, but this one I think you could run some fast times on too.
Talking to Nora Pearson and Seth Walraven, two members of the Knoxville cross country team that are making state ahead of the Fort Dodge. Nora, you were there last year. What's going to be different for you? Because I'm sure there's a little bit of wide-eyed moments last year as a freshman. I'm sure now you know what to expect. What kind of things are you expecting in this year's meet that you learned about last year?
Yeah, like you said, last year I kind of just went into it not knowing what I was going into because as a freshman and first time at like a big meet. But I think this year, now that I have a little bit more view, I can prepare better. I think it's good to keep that same outlook as last year, not knowing what to expect, because, rankings are a lot different this year, and I was ranked lower than I finished last year, too. So I think it's just keeping your eyes, like, on the race and running by yourself. So,
what is it like for those that haven't been up there to be a part of that and to wait for the starter's gun to go off for your race?
Yeah, I think the state meet, it builds so much nerves and anticipation on that start line. You warm up, if you're going as an individual, you're by yourself, and that's all that's allowed in that warm-up area too. So that whole time I was just preparing in my mind. But yeah, it definitely makes you nervous.
Now, Seth, you know, your first time running at state, so are you going to lean on a little bit on Nora for advice this week?
Definitely going to have some questions, because she was talking about that warm-up area where you can be the only one there, and, well, that's news to me already. So definitely going to have a lot of questions, but I'll hopefully figure it out.
And Nora, obviously, you know, you won't be running against Seth, and you were joking, like, well, you know, for a fee, but, you know, obviously, you know, you're going to be pulling for Seth to do as good as he can, and, you know, maybe and give him the, you know, the advice that, you know, he maybe and answer those questions that, you know, are lingering a little bit in the head.
Yeah, I'm really proud of Seth and how much he's grown as a runner, like the 2 years that you've ran now. So, yeah, I'll give him some tips.
And Seth, you know, what are the goals going into the state meet for you?
From what I hear, it's a pretty fast course. Like, it's a pretty universal saying. So a goal is probably to maybe PR again. And I don't know place-wise where I'll be, but I'll have to look up times and see where I should be pacing and who I should be with.
Nora, what about you? You were All-State last year. Obviously, that's a goal. You know, anything higher than that this year for you?
Mm-hmm. So last year I placed fifth, and this year I'm hoping to do the same or better. I'm really excited for it.
Well, congratulations to the both of you, and best of luck at the state meet. It's Nora Pearson and Seth Walraven, Knoxville cross-country runners, on to state this week.